Now there is a simple description which seems very simple, but you see the sweep of it. Bhumihi apaha analaha vayuhu kam mana buddhihi evacha ahamkara iti iyam me vinna prakritihi ashtada. This is a description of the whole world. What we call physics, chemistry, biology, if you want to analyze all that, in essence, basically, if you want to understand even psychology, basically, knowledge of matter, life and mind, as we understand in the world, is described in two sentences. Bhumihi, earth, apaha, water, analaha, fire, vayuhu, wind, kham is air, is the sky, is the ether. Then manaha, mind, buddhihi, intellect, ahamkara, egoism. All these eight elements put together is the bhinna prakritihi ashtada. It is the prakriti in which there is all kind of divisions. Every word has a meaning. Prakriti ashtada. So there is first a sentence called prakriti, first word called prakriti. This is the first starting point of jnanam savijnanam, the knowledge of the essence and the knowledge of all the details. And you can start with ashtada prakriti. Prakriti itself is the description, the word which means that which puts forth energy of action. So it says, first of all, that there is in this world energy put forth for action. That is prakriti. It is bhinna. It is the energy in which there are lots of divisions. In the action of energy, there are lots of divisions. Dividing prakriti, you might say. Prakriti itself is something which constantly divides. In other words, if you look for unity, you won't find in prakriti. You use the word prakriti only one, as if it is unifying, but real unifying force, unifying reality, is not in prakriti. This prakriti is eightfold. In this eightfold, five principles are physically visible in some degree or the other. But three are psychological principles. The five are very well known in India. We all have been taught Pancha Mahabhutas. There are five big physical principles, starting from Akasha, that is called Kha in Sanskrit. Kha is also Akasha. Then comes Vayu, the air. Then comes Agni, the fire. Then comes Jala, the liquid principle. And then comes Prithvi, the physical, purely physical, that which you can touch. Others also are physical. But earth is something that is characterized by something that reacts, responds to you in a solid manner, which responds with a striking force, regarding which you can say that action and reaction are equal and opposite. That is Prithvi, the physical principle. So it tells us that the whole world you can examine. Its multiplications are hundreds and millions. But basically, nothing in the world of physical reality can go beyond these five principles. This is tattvatah, essentially told about the whole world in one single sentence. That the whole physical world is nothing but these five principles. And all that is psychological in our ordinary consciousness is in three words, manaha, buddhihi, ahankaraha. In your whole psychology there is nothing but mana, the mind, buddhi, intellect, and ahankara, the sense of ego. Now you will see that Sri Krishna does not explain what is manaha, what is buddhi, what is ahankara, what are the distinctions. That is because it is already known. In any case, he leaves it to the seeker to find out the exact meanings of all this.